Other news now. Russia is acknowledging huge losses in Ukraine's northern Kharkiv region. Moscow admits its forces have been outnumbered in the past week, with Ukraine retaking swathes of land. Well, since early September, Ukrainian troops have advanced rapidly. Areas that took Russia months to seize have been retaken in just days. Kyiv's forces say they've forced Russian troops nearly back to the northern border. Ukraine says it's also made gains in the south near Kherson, but at a slower pace. Well, in response to those gains, Ukraine says Russia is attacking power and water supplies in the Kharkiv region. Officials say missile strikes caused blackouts in several areas, including Kharkiv city. An estimated 9 million people were affected, including in areas controlled by Russia. Hoda Abdulhamid is live for us in Kharkiv. So what's the latest you're hearing about the Ukrainian advances and any Russian response?
Well, the Ukrainians are continuing their counteroffensive, but we actually, as media, when it comes to this military operation, we have very little access, if any, at all. And I think the thinking among the military here is that they will control the message and that the media really reporting can only be disruptive. So what we know is what we get on from these statements. The latest we heard through these statements is that the Ukrainian army is indeed in Izyum. There are conflicting reports on whether it's in total control of that town or not, but that is a huge blow for Russia because Izyum was basically the stronghold of Russia in this northeastern part of the country, and it was a command and center. It was also the logistical hub, so certainly a huge loss. We are also hearing that the Russians are, rather the Ukrainians, are advancing towards the border. In some parts, they have reached the border with Russia. In other parts, it appears that they would be pushing north toward that northern, northeast sector of the border. But more than that, at this point, we cannot tell you, except that the mood is very upbeat among the Ukrainians. 3,000 square kilometers captured in a matter of days, 10 days or so, a huge success for them that has taken everyone by surprise, and certainly the Russian soldiers.
And Hoda, with that upbeat mood then, how significant could this be for the war as a whole?
Well, it could be a turning point. This is the first time we really see the Ukrainian army on the offensive in such a way. As you mentioned, there are two counteroffensives going on, one in this part of the country and one in the southern region, where also we do not have any much information. But there are many factors before really the Ukrainians could sort of celebrate all of this. The first one is how well will they be able to keep all this territory they gain. Some people say it's so quick and it's such a vast area that they wonder. You will need very strong supply lines. Now, the Russians are saying, some of those who are now openly criticizing their military command there are saying that actually the one up that the Ukrainians have over the Russians is the fact that they have very effective resupply lines. Now, So that has to continue, as you have to also understand that from there they will try to go further south and further east towards the Donbass region, where again you will have to have, it's a huge, huge part of this country. The other factor is what will Russia do? At this point, the Ministry of Defense in Moscow has said that it has pulled out its troops towards a small river. The western flank of that small river, it says that it has pulled out from some 8,000 square kilometers. So basically the whole Kharkiv region going all the way to Donbass. But Russia is still here. Russia still has superiority when it comes to airstrikes. For example, here in Kharkiv, since Friday, there have been about 30 airstrikes. Anyone you speak to here says that that is more than it has been for many months, at least all over the summer. And people are worried because of the proximity of the city to the border, some 40 kilometers, for example, that this city will see more and more airstrike. So Russia does have capabilities, still does have air superiority, can hit all the way to Lviv, and then it will have to do something. It will have to have a next move. The Kremlin, under a lot of pressure at the moment, getting open criticism, which is something that has been rare since the beginning of this war. So really what happens next depends on all of these factors before you can think of the next stage.
And Hoda, with those strikes you talk about, we saw you reporting in the middle of a recent blackout. I mean, you were in a basement, a dark basement. Is the power back on?
Well, the power has been back on and off. Wherever you go, a bit around the city, you ask people. It depends on the area. It was a huge strike. Some on social media, there's talk that it was actually there were two what people here call critical infrastructure that were hit. They expect that will happen more and more. It's not only the power that has gone off, it's also the water for people that has gone off. We were talking earlier to an old lady. She was sitting in front of her building and she had no gas and she had no water. She had had only a few hours of electricity. She was still in the dark, and you could probably see around me, there's no one absolutely on the street, very few people at this time. Yesterday, there were more people on the street, and that's probably because of that power blackout. You won't see any street lamps that are on. So certainly a very eerie atmosphere, very dark, and in that, during the night, in that darkness, there were several airstrikes overnight, so people would expect the same to happen this coming evening.
Hoda Abdelhamid reporting live for us there. Thank you.